So we read at the beginning of our scripture reading that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made, and in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And we read, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And, of course, as Laura said, this is talking about Jesus. Jesus is that Word. Jesus gives that life and light. He is our light in the darkness. And so it's kind of neat to think about this at this time of year. You may know this or not. The winter solstice passed us just this past week. The darkest night of the year, the longest night of the year. And as we look around outside right now, things are kind of bleak. They're covered in snow. The leaves have all fallen from the trees. We don't really see flowers or anything like that around. Everything is kind of dark and kind of dead outside. And it's interesting to think about this at Christmas time and to think about light and dark and the power, in fact, that light and darkness has over us. I remember when I was a young child, I wasn't really afraid of the dark, but I do remember kind of being afraid of the things that might be in the dark. Our home, when I was young, we lived in a little old home, and we had a basement. And the basement there didn't have any windows. It was dark down there. And the problem with the basement was that it didn't have a light switch at the top of the stairs. If you wanted to go into the basement, you had to walk down into the darkness, and you had to find the little pull cord and pull it, and then you'd have light. And that was kind of a problem for me when I was, you know, this tall. So I remember sitting there, standing there at the top of the stairs and wondering what might be down there in the darkness, not really wanting to go down there. Every now and then my mom would send me down there, and I'd kind of run down as fast as I could and get to the light and turn it on. And of course, as a young man, I had a weird imagination, so I wasn't worried about, you know, mice or something down there. I was worried that the furnace would come to life and come eat me or something like that. We had an old gas furnace, and you could see the flames inside through the grate and things like that. And that just kind of ran wild in my imagination. But only, of course, when it was dark, right? When it was light, I could see it. It's sitting there. Everything's fine. And as adults, we have the same kind of reaction to the darkness. Not quite as fanciful as my young imagination, but as adults, you know, we don't go down dark alleys at night. As adults, we bring our kids in around dusk, if for no other reason than it's easy to hurt yourself. You run into something, run it around outside in the dark. We try to stay away from the darkness. We don't like sitting in dark rooms. We like to have light and warmth around us. And darkness inside of us somewhere represents things like deprivation, cold, bleak days. Darkness represents the end of life. Darkness in our minds also represents ignorance. You know, we say that when we don't know about something, we say, I was in the dark about that. Darkness even in our minds represents evil. Or perhaps, if nothing else, it's a good place for evil to do its work. And as we think about our world today, and even ourselves, we recognize that there is darkness there. We look around and we see hate, we see greed, we see conflict, we see violence, we see illnesses and injuries that take our life and health away. We even see death, that kind of ultimate darkness that looms there in the horizon for all of us. And in this world of darkness, we take hope because we know that Jesus is our light. And more than that, that our light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If you've ever thought about this, light does not run away from darkness. Darkness is there until the light comes to shine within it. And darkness cannot cover up light because darkness doesn't have that power. And so this is the message of Christmas for us today, that God does not leave us to our misery in darkness. God does not leave us to suffer, but God himself entered into the darkness of the world. Even physically, that night so long ago, probably a night because the shepherds in the hills, they got that angel host in the dark night. The Lord of life, the Lord of light, the light of the world came into that darkness. And that boy Jesus, he grew, of course. He had a public ministry. He gathered his disciples to himself. And wherever Jesus went, light kind of followed. Darkness was driven out. Because he healed people physically, and that kind of darkness, that weakness that comes with physical illness and injury, he healed. He He healed us mentally and spiritually as well. He drove out the darkness of demons in people's lives. Wherever Jesus went, life and warmth followed. He even raised us from raised people from the dead. And the darkness did try to fight back. The darkness tried to snuff out that light of the gospel. And it's really remarkable that if you read the gospel accounts of Jesus' death, when he was on the cross, in Matthew, for example, we see this literally happen in Scripture, that when Jesus was on the cross, Matthew tells us from noon to 3 o'clock, that was while Jesus was up there, a darkness came over all the land. Kind of a physical darkness to echo the spiritual darkness that was happening as the Lord of life, the light of the world, was being killed on the cross. But the darkness did not overcome him. Even though Christ died, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. He rules over all creation in his role as king of all things now. And now, Jesus enlightens our lives with warmth and light. He gives us the Holy Spirit to burn within us. His disciples, his apostles in the church have gone out with this good news to all nations so that all people can know the light of Christ. Jesus overcame that physical death himself to show us that he overcomes physical death and illnesses and injury. And he also overcomes that darkness of ignorance in the world. Jesus enlightens our minds with the truth. St. Paul tells us that God made his light to shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that we see in the face of Jesus Christ. And of course, Jesus himself also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Where Jesus goes, there is truth, there is light, there are all good things, all the good gifts of God. And so this is how we receive the blessings of the light today. We read in our scripture reading in verse 9 that the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The world, though, did not receive him. Did not recognize him. Jesus went to his own people, but they did not receive him. But John, the gospel writer, tells us that all who did receive him, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. And that is you and me. We have received Christ. We have seen who he is. We have responded in faith that he has given us. And now we are living in the light. We are the children of God, and we can be that light to the world. So this Christmas, we celebrate this event, that the light of all mankind entered into the world. And so as I shared with the kids, there is a reason why we decorate at Christmas time with lights and with candles. We have these all over, even those weird scented ones that kind of bother me. But we have candles and light and warmth all over, and these things remind us of the light and warmth and all good things, because these things are gifts from God our Father in heaven, who gives them to us through his Son, Jesus. And so this Christmas, as we go home today, as you go home to your warm homes, as you enjoy time with family, as you enjoy the lights in your home and on the houses around you, let's be thankful too, and let's be thankful for the light of the world, Jesus. Let's be thankful that God came to live as a man with us and for us so that we would be saved. And let's also look forward to that last day when Jesus will return to make all things new. That last day when heaven comes down to earth and the very presence of our Lord will banish all the darkness from the earth. And it's really cool. There's a wonderful passage from the end of the book of Revelation that I'll close with, written also by the Apostle John. And John gives us an image of what it will be like on that day when Jesus' work is complete, when he is living among us on earth once again. And John says that there will be no more night, no more darkness. That's kind of cool. And that they, meaning the people of God, will not need the light of a lamp or the light of a sun, for the Lord God himself will give them light. Amen. Let's stand.